WorldCom told federal regulators today that it has uncovered evidence of accounting improprieties that could go beyond those disclosed last week. The company says its audit committee will now conduct a much more extensive review of its financial records over the past few years. Meanwhile, the federal government said it may suspend all business dealings with WorldCom because of its legal troubles. With all the bad news today, WorldCom's stock plummeted by more than 90%, finishing the day at just 6 cents a share. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports from New York.
In a document submitted to the Securities and Exchange Commission, WorldCom said questions have been raised about certain transactions in its reserve accounts during 1999 and 2000. The company provided no further details and said it hasn't yet reached any conclusions about what happened. Julia Grant, an accounting professor at Case Western's Weatherhead School of Management, says companies like WorldCom keep reserve accounts to defray costs they expect to incur at some future date. When the reserve accounts suddenly undergo reversals or grow smaller, Grant says it could be a sign the company is attempting to make its earnings look better.
If they want to manage earnings, a company can reverse reserves. So the reversal of the reserve means that net income is higher, and the question is it higher appropriately?
Today's revelation comes less than a week after WorldCom announced that during this year and last, it had misstated expenses in its financial statements by nearly $4 billion. WorldCom said an internal audit had revealed that it had listed operating expenses as capital expenditures. A day later, the SEC filed fraud charges against the company, and Bush administration officials say the company may also face criminal penalties. Since then, WorldCom's financial condition has steadily deteriorated. It has been forced to lay off thousands of people. And today, the company, which owes some $30 billion, said some of its creditors may demand repayment of its debt soon, which could push the company into bankruptcy. Courtney Quinn, a senior analyst at the Yankee Group, says bankruptcy is probably in WorldCom's future. But given the circumstances, she says that isn't necessarily a bad thing for the company.
They've got a lot of hard decisions to make about what assets they should be keeping and which ones they should be looking to sell in order to pay down their debt. And I think a Chapter 11 filing will probably give them that breathing room to do so.
In the meantime, WorldCom's problems seem to multiply by the day. Today, the company said it had been told it would be delisted by the NASDAQ stock exchange on Friday. WorldCom is free to appeal the decision, but if the delisting stands, it will underscore in dramatic fashion the company's fall from grace. The company had to contend with one other humiliation today. The U.S. General Services Administration said because of WorldCom's accounting irregularities, it was considering a decision to bar the company from all federal contracts. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.